is the pile of wallets. This time we don't get feedback. I lowered it a little.
Before we start the shiur, I'd like to thank the whole Olam for the beautiful matana that I was given last week with Kavod Chanukah. That was the old meaning that they used to give Chanukah geld to the Malamdim. So I appreciate it's much more than they ever gave. No one ever gave so much money. Thank you very much. We left off last week in the topic of Kitoise Mechtu Shura. So we have here the long Tesis, Kuf Dalan and Aleph Tesis, called various Gemaras. And here on the third line in the top Tesis on Kuf Dalan and Aleph, Tesis called Zechulim Teites. Says Zechulim Dab Teites, the Shofar has a minimum size, it has to be a minimum of a Tefach. The Gemara has a Lashon, Kadesh Yerchazen Biyodo, you should be able to hold it in your hand, the Eroi Lakan or Lakan. A little bit of the Shofar should be sticking out over here, a little bit should be sticking out over there. But that's not the shear. The shear is tefach. Shear is a tefach. So if you have a shofar shell of a desire which he's supposed to destroy, so then we say kitos mech the shura doesn't have the shear. Or if you have hadasim, arovis, lulov, so hadasim and arovis have a minimum length. There has to be at least 3 tefachim tall. And the lulov has a minimum height of at least 4 tefachim tall. So if it's shalasherev, shalereni dachas, and it's ton sreifa, supposed to destroy it, so we say kitoisi mechtus kitoisi mechtus miloshin kitais the chash and the chosh is to chop it up. I don't consider it kemisha eno. I consider it as if it were chopped up. It doesn't have the significance of 4 tefach and mechuba together. It's still there, but it doesn't have the significance. It doesn't have the chashivas of a shear. So here, so there, you're talking about a shear. You need 3 tefach. You need 4 tefach. You need a tefach. Here we're talking about a shear. The shoe has to be big enough, has to have a shear, big enough that it should cover Rav HaRegel. But that's in relation to his foot. If he's a midget, then he has a tiny foot. He can have a tiny shoe. If he's a giant, then he has a gigantic foot. So he needs a bigger shoe. So it's not that the shear is not intrinsic in the cheftza of the shoe. It has to be a shoe that will cover up Rav HaRegel. So that's a question, and this kind of a shear, it's a different kind of shear. You also apply the rule of kitos emech teshur. So that's questionable. So the Gemara quotes, there were 2 students of Rabbah, one was Rav Papi, one was Rav Papa. So they had 2 versions of what Rabbah said. So what he's talking in the Chumash, there are 3 kinds of tzaras. There's negat tzaras on the guf of Adam, negat tzaras on the hair, and negat tzaras on the rest of the body. 2 kinds of tzaras on the guf adam, but at least they're both on the guf adam. That is negat tzaras on a beged hatzarua, the beged semra, the beged pishta moshel or leather. So shoe that's made from leather can have negat tzaras. Then there's tzaras batim. So the Gemara is talking about sandal hamuzgar as opposed to sandal hamuchlot. Sometimes it says v'hizgir is a negat. You have to see what's going to be at the end of the week. If it's going to have pisayon, if it spreads, then you'll declare it as tamei vada, and you have to burn it. Because man, it's only a muzgar. The beged is only a muzgar. He was talking about a shoe, a leather shoe. It's not made from leather, so it's no good for chalitza purposes. It has to be made from leather. So leather beged is also subject to the laws of tzaras begodim. So if it's a sandal hamuzgar, it's not ton sreifa. You'll see what it'll be at the end of the week. If it's a sandal hamuchlot, the kohen waited a week and he sees that it spread. So then he declares that it's a tzaras mamerasi boesh tisorek. Then you have to burn it. So then it's a machlokes, 2 versions of what Rabbi said. Rav Papi versus Rav Papa. Do you say kitach se mech to shiura by sandal shal chalitza or not? So it could be that the issue is maybe kitach mech to shiura only applies when the chevtza needs a shear biatzmusa, needs 3 tefachim, 4 tefachim, it needs esrig, needs a minimum size of kebetza, keegos. something like that. But here it's a shear that relates to his foot. So it doesn't relate to the foot. It's a or ha-chayfes rov ha-regel. Could be that that's the machlokes. Or it could be that there's another nekuda that avodah zarah and chometz is ton sreifa miyad. You have to burn it immediately. You're not allowed to leave it around the house. Menatero. You're not allowed to leave treif of food around the house either. That's mishum chashash takola. That's a gemara himself in the end of the first parak. You shouldn't leave non-kosher food in the refrigerator because by mistake somebody may eat it. You have this non-kosher food, you're intending to feed it to one of the nochrim who's going to come work for you, who's going to visit or whatever. So you're not allowed to leave it around the house. Somebody may eat it by mistake. So that's midirabbanan. But on the level of deraisa b'avodah zarah, there's a pasuk leyid bat biyotcha me'uma min acherim. That happens to be talking about property that belongs to Irani Dachas, and 51% of the people in the city worship Davodah, a city in Eretz Yisrael. You have to burn down the whole city, you have to destroy all the property that belongs even to the tzaddikim, even to the people who didn't worship Davodah Zarah. So that says in the Chumash, you're not allowed to leave around the house for a minute. You have to destroy it right away. And from that pasuk, the Mar learns out that the same is true regarding all Avodah Zarah. We declare all the property of the people who live in the city as if it's all a heftz of Avodah Zarah. And that law, Layidbak biyotcha me'um and menacherim, applies to all Dvarim Shal Avodah Zarah. Not allowed to leave around the house. So the Vilna Goyen, we mentioned the beginning of Hilchas Gittin, the Ramot talks about writing a get on Yisuri Hanah, quotes a Gemara in Gittin. If you write Kosval Yisuri Hanah, if you write a get on Yisuri Hanah, the get is kosher. So there's a discussion there in Shulchan Aruch. What if the Yisuri Hanoh is Aymed L'Sreifa? What if it's Orlo Kla'akem? So Orlo Kla'akem is a mitzvah to burn it when you have a chance. It doesn't have to be right now. You can wait till tomorrow also. It's a Chashash Takola. Shouldn't leave it around the house. Someone shouldn't be nana from it by mistake. But on the level of the rice, it's not the ton Ibud Men Oilam immediately. It's a mitzvah to burn it when you have a chance. So the Vilna Goyen is of the opinion that that was what was rejected over here. Tosfos writes Beferish in Sukkah and in other places, and Soito. Tosfos writes Beferish that Orlo Klarakem, which is Omed L'Sreifa, you also say, Kitose Mech B'Shur. And the Vilna Goyen thinks that it's not correct. There are other Rishonim who disagree with Tosfos. They say Beferish. You only apply Kitose Mech B'Shur to Avodah Zarah, and possibly to Chometz B'Pesach, because every minute you're going by, you're right. You're not allowed to keep it in your possession. The idea of Kites Mechtesher is this has a significance. It has a certain shear. It's a few inches long. But if it's Zaymid L'Sreifa immediately, it's not going to have a lasting shear. It's just going to be for another minute or two. So that's not called, it doesn't have the chashivas of a shear. But if the thing is Zaymid, it's a mitzvah to burn, but it doesn't have to be immediately. So then the Vilna Goyen is of the opinion that's exactly what was rejected over here. That was exactly the machlokes, Rav Papa and Rav Papi, whether you apply Kitos Mech Teshura to such a case.
How could you give a get on something which is venosnus, has to be right away given? It's like it would be mechaber. I mean, how can you write a get on something which you have to give to the woman right away? And it's a dvaroser.
You're not allowed to get Hanoah from it. You mean she's getting Hanoah by being Muteris Lehinasi Lashub? Maybe it's a violation of Yisuri Hanoah. Maybe it's an Avera. The Gemara just says the get is kosher. The Gemara doesn't say it's permissible. Let's say when I write a get, so I have to pay a penny for a piece of paper. So here I take a thing that's also by Hanoah. I'm supposed to throw it out in the garbage. Instead of throwing it out, I'm using it for the get. So I'm saving myself a penny.
I'm talking about if it's mechuber, something is mechuber, you cannot write a get on.
A mechuber cannot write a get.
Right, because we're not snow.
Yeah.
So isn't this also the same thing?
The Gemara raises the question, is it called Nesina? If it's also Banoah, so it doesn't have Shavu Pruto, so it's not called Nesina. So the Gemara says sometimes the concept of Nesina implies that you have to have a Shavu Pruto. And sometimes it just means to give the shtar to the woman. Here it does not have the connotation. The Gemara in Gittin, when the Gemara has that din, the Gemara says in different places in Chumash, sometimes the sinah means be kashir, and sometimes it does not necessarily mean kashir. So here the Gemara says it doesn't mean kashir. So here the Gemara is discussing right to this topic of kitose mech teshur by beged. Beged HaMenuga. Beged HaMenuga is the first. Let's see. They with Rapapa, Rapapi, we're talking about a sandal shal chalitza, a leather shoe that has negat tzaras, because tzaras applies to beged tzemra, pishtem, or beged or. And here the Bryce is talking about toshma. We're about 15 lines from the bottom, and kul gimlam and beis, the line begins with the word matlis, sheyeshbo. So it says on the margin, this is a tasefta negoy. Matlis is a beged. And Rashi explains, we're talking about what does Rashi say? Beged hamanuga. It's a beged hamanuga. Matlis sheyeshbo sholosh al sholosh. That's a din in Mishnayis. What's the minimum size that a piece of cloth? The din is that there are four categories of things that are makabel tumah. Adam mekelim ochel mamashim. So in the category of kelim, a pot, a pan, a fork, a knife, the dinim, special dinim for metal kelim, different kinds of dinim, kalicheris, different dinim for wooden kelim, different details in Hilchos Kabbalah tumah. So if you have a piece of cloth, I have a suit. So a suit, a jacket, a trousers, an undershirt, these are begotten. What if you have a sheet of cloth? I didn't make it into a beged yet. So is that makabel tumah? So the din is, a flat sheet of cloth is also makabel tumah, provided it has a minimum size of sholosh al sholosh etzboah. It's not tefachim. Sholosh al sholosh etzboah is like this. Here, three etzboah is 3 inches by 3 inches. Three square, what is it? Nine square inches. Sholosh al sholosh. When you make a kenya chalitna, so the Gemara says in Bob Mitzvah, you don't have to give. In Eretz Yisrael, when the Rabbanut, a lot of times when they do Kinyan Chalip, and when they have a Dintar, when they have a Get, Hagdei Shliach, so they'll give a pen, or they'll give a Gartel, or they'll give some Kli. You have to give a Kli that's useful. So the Gemara says, if you give a handkerchief, even though you didn't give the whole handkerchief to the other person, he's only holding an end of the handkerchief. So if he's holding Gimel Etzboah, so let's say, I remember Rabbi Breuer Zechan Lerocha used to wear a long jacket, so when he used to make the Kinyan Chalipin, when the Balabatim would ask him to sell a chometz, so the minig is that the rabbi gives a handkerchief to Balabas, in exchange for which the Balabas gives him the power of attorney. He gives him the koach to act as his shliach. We have such a minig. The Rambam writes like that. We have a minig when a man wants to divorce his wife, he's a shliach also. You make a kinyan chalipin. So the one's going to be the shliach lo halacha to deliver the get, gives the handkerchief to the husband. The husband says, by my accepting the handkerchief, I give you the right to represent me. I give you the koach bailus to represent me, to be my shliach, to give the get. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira that you don't need a kinyan chalipin, and the kinyan chalipin doesn't accomplish anything. So that's why the Chazon Ish and the Stipler, when they never functioned as rabbis, their neighbors to sell chametz. He used to always go to the local rabbi to ask the rabbi to sell the chametz for them. So they never used to have that practice. They refused to do a kinyan chalipin because the Rambam sounds like it says it's a minik shtus. Because you don't need it. The Rambam writes, Yech Ram Shein Tzvichim Kinyan, Me'en Kinyan Bahem Tam. On our Tam, it doesn't accomplish anything. The Rav Soloveitchik always insisted, no, because the next two lines in the Rambam does explain why it does make sense, why the minig does make sense. So then she consisted, you have to fulfill that minig. So the din in the Mishnah, that if you have a sheet of cloth, it's mekabel tumah, even though it wasn't made into a beged yet, if it has gimel etzboah, it's mekabel tumah. So the Mishnah said, that's only if it's tzemer or pishtim. The handkerchiefs are not made from tzemer or pishtim, the handkerchiefs are made from cotton now. So that's the shadow. So Rabbi Breuer was always mocked that he used to wear a woolen suit, a woolen jacket. So he was mocked to give the people the bottom of his jacket, and they were holding on. They wouldn't be holding on to the whole jacket. They would only be holding on to a gimel etzboah. And Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan has a tshuva about this. What if you're giving a cotton beged? So the shir in the Mishnah is something bigger than gimel al gimel. So he quotes this, I think Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan quotes, there's a big Tosfos in the end of Bava Basra, and there's one line, and it's like a needle in a haystack. There's one line in the middle of the Tosfos, apropos to nothing in the Tosfos, nothing else in the Tosfos. The Tosfos says about this, even if it's not tzemer or pishtim, even if it's made from other cloth, and the din would be that it's not mekabel tumah, but if it's gimel again, it's good enough for kinyan chalip. The kinyan siddur is good enough. So here there's a Tosefta that talks about this din. The din is, when Miriam became a tzaras, Moshe Rabbeinu offered a tefillah to the Rebbe Shalom, Al Tihina Kameis, We don't know if that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. He offered a prayer that she should be cured. The Chumash, the Baruch Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, write down the tefillah that you said. It's not necessarily verbatim what he said, but the Baruch Shalom told him, write down Altihino Kameh. So the Gemara learns out from that. We're not learning out from the way Moshe Rabbeinu said it. He doesn't make up the din. We're learning out from the fact that Baruch Shalom told him to write that in the Chumash Altihino Kameh. So you see, the Metzora is Hukish Lameh. So just like Ameh says Metami Ba'oel, so the Metzora is Metami Ba'oel. So the Tosis points out here, the end of the Tosis Kuv Gimlam and Bay is Kibon Shinichnas. So Tosis, the last few lines, the last 8 lines or so, Tosis points out the Loshin is a little different. The din is that a mace is Matami Ba'ohel, the Mitzor is Matami Bibia. Bibia means he walks into the room. He walks into the room is Matami Bibia. Why don't they say Mitzor Hukish Lamais Matami Ba'ohel? Why they call it Matami Bibia when he's Nichnas into the room? So Tosis says because the dinim are not exactly the same. So one difference is, Tosis says, what if you have two rooms that are adjacent to each other? Let's say there's a mace in the other room and we're sitting in this room. So the door is open, so the tumah goes in. And then if there's a mace in one room and all the doors are open, and then the stairwell, the doors to the staircase are open, the tumah goes over the whole building. If it's one room is open to the other. But the Mishnah says in the Goyim, that if the Mitzorah wants to daven in shul, he can daven in the women's section. He can daven in the other section, in the other room, even though it's open, the mechitza doesn't go to the ceiling, it only goes halfway up. So if there would be a mace on the other side, the tumor would be transmitted to this side. That's oel. But a Mitzorah is not 100% like a tumas mace, it's a little less. So that's why we gave it a different name. We say it's Mitami Bibi, it's the same as oel, but it has less than the tumas, so it doesn't go from one room to the other. And then Tosis said, there's another difference. Tosis quotes from the Gemara in Mishnah and Kalim. It's quoted in Brachas that a lot of Kohanim know this then. If you have a tree that's over the highway, let's say the branches of the tree are over, there's a cemetery over there, then there's a tree that goes over some of the Kvarim and it goes over the highway. So the Kohanim know, they have to be careful. They can't go under the tree. So what if, let's say, there's a tree and the Chevra Kadisha carrying the mace under the tree and the Kohen is going to be under the tree also. So that's Tumas Ohel, so it's Metami Ba'ohel. So by Mitzorah, if the Mitzorah is not standing still, the Mitzorah is walking under the tree, he's not Metami Ba'ohel. It's not as much because the Pasuk says, how do I say, Tomei Moshavo? I forgot to read the whole Lashon HaPasuk. Since it has a Lashon Moshavo, so the Gemara Brachas explains it. Only if the Mitzorah is sitting still. It takes the quotes from Kiddushin Lame Gimel. Kiddushin Daf Lame Gimel. So Tosis points out that even though it says Altino Kameis, and that's how you know the Mitzorah Hukish Lameis, that is Metamei Ba'ohel. But it's not exactly the same as a mace that's really Metame Boel, it's slightly less. So we call it with a different lotion, Mitzorah's Metame Bibia. So this then that the Mitzorah's Metame Boel is on all three. If you have an Eben Hamanugas, it's Metame Boel. If you have a Beged Hamanuga, it's Metame Boel. And if you have an Odom, who's a Mitzorah's Metame Boel. So that's what the Gemara quotes this Tosefta. You have a Matlis, a Beged, that has Taras Begadim Shiesh, Pusholosh, Alsholosh. If it has a less than shalosh al shalosh, it's boys, then it's not called a beggar. Sometimes you have a beggar that does not shalosh, but that's a beggar. It is a beggar. But here we're just talking about a sheet of material, a piece of cloth. See, it was not shaped into the form of a beggar, but it has shalosh al shalosh, it's boys. It has the din that it's considered like a beggar. Afal pi shein bo kazayis, one might have thought, let's say it's a very thin beggar. And the shalosh al shalosh says boys, if you fold it all together, it doesn't have a kazais. That's not the kazais is a volume. Shalosh al shalosh is a length and a width. It's an area. Even though it doesn't have kazais, and a mace is metameh ba'ohel, only if you have kazais, basam in a mace. So one might have thought a beged hatzaru as metameh ba'ohel, if you have a kazais. So the Brisa, the Tosefta says you don't need afal pishein bo kazais. If it has shalosh al shalosh, a minimum of shalosh al shalosh, then it's mitame bibir. And then it says, what do you mean mitame bibir? When you bring it into the oil, I bring it into a room, so all the kelim, the ohel is not mekabel tuma, all the kelim in the room, all the furniture, all the people in the room will become tame. As Rashi, Kimi shenichnas ruv b'labayis tor tima seyu, tima is called klei habayis, the mitzor is mitame bibir, Rashi calls it. Really means ba'ohel, it's one madrega lower than all, so we call it mitame bibir. So the din is the person is when sarvachem begin and eben hamtsuras, it's and eben hamnugas, all three are mitame ba'ohel, mitame boil. So you say, ruba kukuloi, if the person walks into the Rosh of Aruba walks into the room, even though miut of the person is out of the room, that's called haboal. He's nichnas into the oil, so he'll be metami all the people. Either Mitzara is walking, doesn't say the Mitzara has to stand still. The Gemara that takes his quotes from Kiddush and the Mishnah and Kalen, the Mitzara has to be sitting still. And if he's walking, it's not metami, but oil, not the same as a mace. So Tesis wants to distinguish between a room that has walls around it as opposed to Tachas Ha'ilon. If it's Tachas Ha'ilon, then all Mechitza is there, so then if the Mitzvah is walking, is not standing still, then there's no Tumas Ohel. But if it's a room, and the Mitzvah is Nichnas Rosh HaRuba, even though he's walking, so then he will be Mitame. He will be Mitame. Okay, that's a question. That's Tesis HaRechidish, that's questionable. Okay. So here the Tosefta says that just like if an Odom is Odom Mitzvah, Nichnas into a room, Rosh of Arubo. I say, Rosh of, if a person is sitting in the Sukkah, Rosh of Arubo in the Sukkah, even though Miut of the person is Chutz in the Sukkah, so that's considered as if he's sitting in the Sukkah, Menator is Yotzi the Mitzvah. And the Rabbanim, they said you shouldn't do that, but Menator, Rosh of Arubo is enough. So here we say also, Rubo, Rubo Kukulo. What do you mean, Rubo Kukulo? He said, the Dvar Avram. Dvar Avram was the last Rav in Kovna. And he was also from the Beis Harav. He was a descendant from Rav Chaim Volozhiner in Lithuania. That was the big Yichus. They didn't say the Yichus was those who were descendants in the Vilna Gaon. Those who were descendants from Rav Chaim Volozhiner is considered the big Yichus. The Hasidim say, the Hasidim claim the reason why, because Rav Chaim Volozhiner refused to sign the Cherem against the Hasidim. So that's why they claim that the big Yichus was those who did I mention that last time? The question whether that's true. Okay. Well, whatever it is. So he so on the first page in the Dvar Avram he writes that he's from the Soloveitchik family, and in the Tshuvas he writes he heard this from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He learned the Volozhin. He heard this from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. You only say Ruba Kukulai if you have a unit. You say Roiv of the unit. Let's say you have a kais, Arba Kaises. So you drink Roiv Kais, so it's considered as if you drank Kola Kais. Or you shechting. We were learning chulin for a long time. So when you shecht, you have to shecht the nevem, you have to shecht the kona and the veshet. You have to shecht the windpipe is the kona and the veshet is the food pipe. So you have to cut entirely the whole kona, the whole veshet. Maybe lachatchili you should, the Gemara says, but by the evidence, if you shecht roiv kona and roiv veshet is also good enough, you say ruba kukula. But let's say you have a nozir who has to drink a revias yain in order to get malka. So let's say you have a cup of wine has exactly a revias. So the nozer will drink roiv of the kais. Nozer will drink roiv of the kais. So the maritzchayis, in the back of the Gemara, they have comments on the maritzchayis. And the maritzchayis on nozer, a masachas nozer, suggests that just like if you drink roiv kais by arba kais, it's good. So if the nozer drinks roiv of a kais that has a revias, it'd be like it. So the typesetter didn't like that on the Vilna Shas. So he puts in brackets for Lokarab Zelza. So this can tushtel. It's 100% wrong. He doesn't claim why it's wrong. So in the Dvar Avram, he doesn't refer to that. Maritzchayis just said, he heard from Chaim Soloveitchik that Ruba Kukula doesn't apply to a shear. Whenever you need a shear, you have to have the whole shear. If the shear is revius, so if the Nozer, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah, how much wine does the Nozer have to drink in order to get malchus? Is the shear revius? Like usually the shear for drinking things, there is the shear kazayas, because the basic prohibition of the nozer, you shouldn't eat grapes. So maybe the wine is a liquid form of the grapes, and maybe the shear is kazayas. So the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says one tana holds, the shear is revias, so Maritzchayis writes, if you drink a roif, if the nozer drinks revias, it's good enough. So the Dvar Avram says, and he heard from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Revius is a shir. It's not a unit. It's not even by Arbakaisis. Revius is the minimum. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, what if you have a gigantic cup on Pesach night that has many revius in it? So it's not enough if you drink a rav revius. You have to drink rav of the whole kais. Because he's supposed to drink Arbakaisis. He's supposed to have a unit, is the kais. So if you don't want to drink so much wine, so don't take such a big becher. Just take a becher that has a revius in it. Has to have a minimum of a revius. And then it's called the kais. And then you say, rav kais, they say ruba kukula. So Rav Ram says over here, and this din, if you have a beged hamanuga, it's not a beged, it's just a sheet of cloth, but it has shalosh al shalosh. So if you, let's say it's a very big beged, a very big piece of cloth, and the whole thing develops a raspi godim, and you bring in into the oil, where there are people and they're killing them, you'll bring in a roiv of the gimel al gimel. But it's not a roiv of the whole beged. So he said that wouldn't be sufficient. The Tosefta says, you have to bring in ruba of the matlas, ruba of the piece of cloth. Gimel al gimel is the minimum size. If it's more than gimel al gimel, it's 100 by 100. It's not enough if you bring in base al base, which is a roiv of gimel al gimel. Let's say there's not enough. You have to bring in roiv of the beged. In Shulchan Aruch, there is an opinion. The Mechaber says, "V'yesh Amrim that on Pesach night, if you have a gigantic kais, that is sufficient if you drink a rav of a revius." How can that be? How can that be? So Rav Soloveitchik explained the other sheet in the Shulchan Aruch holds that when you have a big becher that has 5 revius in it, every revius shabo is considered a kais. Everyone is considered a whole unit unto itself. And if you drink a rav of the revius, you drank a rav of a unit, rav of a kais. But the Pashta says, like the first opinion, that if you have a kais, a gigantic kais that has 10 revius in it, so you have to drink on Pesach time. It's not a mitzvah to drink a revius. It's a mitzvah to drink arba kaisis. You have to drink rav. Each time you have to drink a rav of the kais. L'chatchila, the Magen Avraham says, you drink kol kais. Because l'chatchila, we don't rely on ruba kukula. But if you drank rav of the kais, it would be good.
And that's what it was like when we were born about carbon under the trees of the cemetery. For me, you're saying, how come if a person is moving, why is it mikalatum?
If a person is moving
under the tree, so why is it mikalatum?
He's under the tree the same time that the mace is under the tree. By macim, there is no difference whether you're stationary or you're moving. By mitzora, the Gemara said there's a difference. Because by mitzora, the chumash is the word moshavo. So may moshavo. So moshavo means that the mitzora is stationary. But if the person in the Kabbalatum is moving, so then he will be in the Kabbalatum. They're both asking the same thing. Is the car chaitzitz b'fnei atuma? The car is a separate room, so if the windows are closed, maybe it should be chaitzitz b'fnei atuma. So the Mishnah has it in that oil zoruk, if the car would be standing still, there would be what to discuss. But if the coin is moving in a car, coin is traveling in a car that's moving, that's called oil zorik. The car is moving. So when the car is moving, it's not chaitz, it's bifnei atuma. When it's moving, it's not chaitz, it's bifnei atuma. The question is, what if it's stationary? Is it chaitz, it's bifnei atuma? So there's another rule called dor hamakabel tuma and a chaitz, it's bifnei atuma. So if the car is a kli, car is a metal kli, what material is the car made from?
Sometimes
aluminum,
fiberglass.
What are the airplanes made of? What material are the airplanes made of? Aluminum. So that's what they discuss. Let's say a person is they have in the cargo of the plane there's a mace, and the plane is standing still. It didn't take off. So the coin sits down on the plane. So but the cargo is on the bottom. And the coin is sitting on a different floor, and there's no opening between downstairs and upstairs. So is the floor chaitzitz bifnei atuma? So that's a question. The din is called over hamakabel tuma and a chaitzitz bifnei atuma. So the question is whether the material that the airplane is made of is that makabel tuma. So Rabbi Yankee Kamenetsky and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, they both raised the possibility. This is really in aholus. It's the verisasol on the shnayis, not in aholus, in kelim. First, on Mishnah's Kalim points out that the Vilna Gaon seems to hold that only those metals mentioned in the Chumash, a kli that's made from metal, we say kli matechas amakalutunim. So the Vilna Gaon seems to imply only gold, silver, copper, those specific metals that are mentioned in the Chumash amakalutunim, other metals are not. And Tversov thinks that it's not correct. He thinks that all metals should be amakalutunim. So in recent years, they came to the, years ago, they didn't know how to separate the aluminum from the iron. So whenever you had iron, it said, add a little aluminum, but now they separate it. So the, if you have an iron, the kli barzel is mekabel tumah. That's mentioned in the Chumash, but aluminum is not mentioned. Aluminum is a different metal. So that's the shayla that Rav Moshe, Rav Yankif raised the possibility, made the aluminum kelim are not mekabel tumah. So maybe it would be, maybe it's not mekabel tumah, so this chaytz is bifnei atumah. Then they have a further discussion. The din that Dovah HaMakabal Tumeinu Chaytza B'fnei HaTumah is like this. If there's a mace in the hallway and the door is closed, the door is all closed, and then Dovah HaMakabal Tumeinu is not Chaytza B'fnei HaTumah, if you want the Tumah to go sideways. If the wall that's Chaytza, it's a building, the walls of the building are not HaMakabal Tumeinu. But if, let's say, you have an opening and then you have food, and you have food, rakik. There's a sugyan baba basat avchav rakik. You have latkes there, and blocking up the window. That you have a tefach al tefach opening goes from one room to the other. Maces in the other room. We're sitting in this room. So if you have food there, so the food is not chaytzis b'fnei atumah because the food is makabel tumah, unless it's nifsal me'achil. Unless the food is so spoiled that it's not royal achilas sodom, then it's no longer makabel tumah. So there, the Gemara has that din. Dov hamakabel tumah chaytz b'fnei atumah because the tumah is going horizontally, and you want it to be chatzitza like this. What if the chatzitza is a vertical chatzitza? The mace is in the cargo section on the bottom. The coin is sitting on top. So there, the Rasha and Mishnayos holds that even Dov HaMakabel Tumah is chatzitza b'fnei atumah. Because if you have a floor separating two different floors, even if the thing is makabel tumah, it's still going to be chatzitza b'fnei atumah. And other Rishonim think not so. So the that's a discussion. But whenever the car is moving, so that's called oil zark. So oil zark is not, that's a mission. Oil zark is not choytzitz b'fnei atumah. So Nachum also wants to say matlis. You have a piece of cloth. It was never even made into a beged, but a piece of cloth. Sheesh b'sholosh al-sholosh has a minimum of a 3x3 etzbois. It's losh in the cave. If it will be shlosh etzvach, it'll be shlosh al-shlosh. Shalosh al shalosh means that it's only gimel etzvah, so 3 inches by 3 inches. That's the minimum size you have to have, that it should have a shein beged, that it should be royal kabel tumah. That's if it's semra pishtim. If it's other material, it's not enough shalosh al shalosh. Afal pishem o kazdais. Even though the whole din that a beged menuga is metami ba'ohel is based on the pasuk kaltino kameis, and it makes only metami if you have a kazayis. But here, if it's rubo, if roiv of the matlis is brought into the bias, then that's tome. If you have a kazayis, the Gemara is going to say later, what if you didn't bring in roiv of the beged into the bias, but the beged is a gigantic beged, has kama kazayis, the bias is also timosel. Either you bring in a kazayis of the beged, even though the beged has 100 kazayisim, or you bring in roiv of the beged, even though either one or the other, either ruba kukuloi, roiv of the beged is brought in, or a kazayis of the material of the beged is brought in. So it's metame. So the question is, that's a tosefta. So the question is, what's the context of it? Is it talking about a beged that's mukhlot or a beged that's muzgor? If it's mukhlot, then it's amidlis reifa. So amidlis reifa said, perhaps you should, according to Rav Papi, in the name of Rabbi, you should really say Kitos Mech to Shura. So we say Kitos Mech to Shura, so it doesn't have the Gimel al Gimel. So what are you talking about? Gimel al Gimel is a Shir Nechepta. So the Gemara says, my love, Mukhletis, the Tosefta is properly talking about a Beged Hamanugo that was already Mukhlot, the coin already declared it's Tomei, got to burn it. And it's the Shayla Kitos Mech to Shura. The Gemara says, no, it's talking about Muzgeris. So the Gemara says, talking about Muzgeres, a Muzgar is also Metame b'Kazayis. So what's the whole mucker that a Beged Sarua is Metame b'Ohel? The mucker is that pasuk when Moshe Rabbeinu davens for Mir Matino Kameis. So just like a mace is Metame b'Ohel b'Kazayis, so too the Beged If it has the volume of a kazayis and the amount of the beggar that you took into the room, it's also matana. But that's only by a mukhlur. It's not by a muzgar. So Gemara says, "E hochi." If you tell me that it's talking about a muzgar, it's not a muzgar. So it's not a midless reifa. So you don't say kitay semech to shul. Gemara says, "How can it be a muzgar?" E hochi. If it's talking about a muzgar, ain't a sefer. How do you read the next line in the sefer? Hoybo kamazaisim. The beggar is very big and it has many, many kizaisim in it. Do you have to bring into the bias rave of the beggar? So he says, you don't have to. Kivin shenichnas mimena kizayis, if you bring in a kizayis of the beggar, even though it's not rave of the beggar, it's also his matame. The beggar is matame, the whole bias. Yamit bishleim amuchletas, if you're talking about a matlis, as losh in the keva, you're talking about cloth that has tsaras mukhletas already, it's after the week is up and the kind declares Tomei, and the iska shlemeis, the pasuk by Miriam. Eli amad muzgar, amai iska shlemeis. So it must be that he's talking about mukhlot. Must be talking about the matlis as a beggar hamenuga, and it's a mukhlot, and you still say that it has the shir shalosh al shalosh. How can I have the shir? Why don't you say kitoisi mech the shiur? So the Gemara says, no, shiny horse, no makarah, the pasi calls it a beged. The question is, how does it have a shir shalosh al shalosh? And how can you say that ruba kukula, raiva of the beged, how does it have a shame beged? It's a midless raifa, it's soon going to be burnt. And for the Gemara, shiny horse, no makarah, the pasi calls it a sorrow for a beged, I feel the bishas raifa for a beged. I call it a beged even when you're burning it, it's still called a beged. So it retains the shear, shalosh al shalosh. It's an exception to the rule that you don't apply the rule of kitos emech teshura to the beged hamuchlan, to the beged hamanuga. So the Gemara says, if you don't apply it, so what are you hacking about? If you have a sandal hamuchlot, you just said it's called a beged, so it retains the same sandal. So how can Rav Papi say in the name of Rav, if it's a sandal hamuchlot, imcholtzah chalitzah sabsul, because kitos emech teshuva doesn't have a shame sandal. Because not only to remain a sandal, it's going to be destroyed soon. But you see from the pasuk, the sarabs are begged, even though it's a mitzora muchlot, it's a begged muchlot, it still retains a shame begged. So let's learn now, from that pasuk, it's called a begged, when you get to the tumas, when you get to the Tumas Meis, then you get to the Tumas Tzaras, so say it's Beged, then you get to the Chalitza as well. Everything more name, Isa Mituma Loi Gamrina. That Pasuk that calls it, the Shein Beged, that's Menegeh, that the Beged Hamuchlat is Metame, the people and the Kelim in the room. If you bring it into the room, it has the Shir Gimelon, has the Shir, has the Shein Beged on it, even though it's Amid the Sreifa. But you can't learn out when you get to Chalitza, that's already Issa V'het. Issa V'het cannot be learned out from Tumma V'tar. That's the question, why not? Why is Issur Mitumma Loi Gamrinon? So Rashi has a comment over here that's very questionable. One of the Mefarshim in the back points that it's very difficult. Rashi says, She'ilchas Tumma Chidushu, we have a Kalam Mechidush Loi Afinon. And there you have a Pasuk in the Chumash, let's say in the beginning of Bava Kama, so it says, Shor Gor Mabe Hever, say in the Chumash, they do Avos Nezikin. Why they called others? Because they have told us. So you say anything that's sufficiently similar to Karen is Dina Karen. Anything that's sufficiently similar to Bor, if you leave Abnas the Kinemas Abishu Sarabim, also has a Dina Bor. Anything that's sufficiently similar, what kind of a Din is that? That's called Mamatzinu. Anything that has a similar properties, that has the same Din. So let's say the Pasuk says, Atzi Shita Maimdin. When they made the Mishkan, they had to have wooden logs. The trees grow like this, so you have to put it like this. You can't put it upside down, that's the issue, and you can't put it sideways. It has to be Kedar Kedilosan. So, based on that pasuk by the Mishnah, that's the issue among them, we establish that you have to hold the pitam up by the Esther, and you have to have the lulav up, and the hadassim have to be standing up the way they grow from the ground. You can't hold it upside down, you can't hold it sideways. It has to be Kedar Kedilosan. But that's a pasuk by the Mishkan. How do you extend it to anything else? So that's Mamatzinu. Now you have a pasuk in Chumash. Any din that's sufficiently similar, any case that's sufficiently similar has the same din that's told the same kayyotzim. Mem is asvara. You don't need a pasuk. It's asvara. You learn it out from Mamatzinu. And any din that's sufficiently similar, the dalamina meaning kedar kedilosim. You extend the dinim to kol terkula. So the Gemara has a klal, but if something is a chiddush, the chiddush le'afina. So Rashi writes because all the dinim of tumah v'tara akula chiddush. And we have a call, Mechidish Lo Yachilim. So the Achronim ask in the back, it's a murderous kasha. Mechidish is a technical term in the Gemara. Mechidish doesn't mean a din that you would never have thought of on your own. Let's say a boy says a chidush in the yeshiva. The Bnei Yeshiva writes chidushim. The Ketzos writes chidushim. What does he write a chidush? He writes a shtikl Torah that you would never have thought up on your own. He was a genius and he wrote a sefer. He writes a chidush. But chidush is a technical term. In Midrash HaTorah, the Rosh Hashanah, chidush doesn't mean a din that you would never have thought up on your own. Chidush means dava hasoyser es haklal, something that's an exception to the rule. For example, what's a chidush? Edim zaymimim. So the Gemara said, why is it a chiddush? Because the first two witnesses say, we saw the way Reuben murdered Shimon. Second witnesses say, Imon ha-yisim, you will be with us in a different city. So it's their word against their word. So it should be trey or trey. So my chos is the tzai seslahani, tzai seslahani. Why do you believe the second pair? Why not believe the first pair? If the first pair say, horag, and the second pair say, we were there and loy horag. So you don't believe the second pair against the first. It's trey or trey. So because the second pair says, Iman ha'yisim, imakam plaini, all of a sudden you believe the second pair, not the first pair. So the Gemara says, Eitzaymim is a chidush. Chidush means, Dav ha'say says ha'klav. It's an exception to the rule. What else is a chidush? The Gemara has in Yavam is Dav Zayin, a chidush. Normally when you bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, you take the dam and the klisharis, and you zarek the dam on the mizbech. When the Mitzorah brings carbonus, you zarek some of the dam on the mizbech, and some of the dam you put, I'll burn yod ha'imonis, I'll burn ragla ha'imonis, I'll tunuch ozna ha'imonis. The dam of the carbon you put on a person's body, that's a yodzim min ha'klal. The klal is dam of carbonis belongs on the mizbeach. Idi yizarek there, and the karnas ha'mizbeach, and the yisoy ha'mizbeach, yizarek in front of the eichel. But when you yizarek dam on a person's body, that's called a chiddush.
Vasa b'chalav, you said a chiddush also?
Basa b'chalav is a chiddush. Gemara says why? Because the basa alone is kosher and the chalav alone is kosher. When you put them both together, so it becomes straight. So the Gemara says it's not such a big chiddush because you have by kilayim also like that. That grapes alone is mutter, and that's not a yotzei min haklal. The Gemara says they're not so convinced that basa b'chalav is a chiddush. They say maybe it's a chiddush for a different reason. Maybe it's a chiddush for a different reason. Because if you cook it together, then you say it's treif. And if you soak it together, then it's kosher. And if you would soak, let's say, I have a pot full of dam, and I cook kosher meat in the dam. If I cook, so it's treif. Okay, let's say I soak kosher meat in the dam for 24 hours. I say kofish kamavushal. So the kosher piece of meat, you're not allowed to eat now. And even if you squeeze out all the dam, and you wash it out under the faucet and you squeeze everything out, still we have something's going to be a little bit left, still going to be trey. But by basa b'cholav, it's only derech bishul, and derech kavush, it'll be mut. And Gemara said, that is a chiddush. That is a chiddush. If the milk gives a bli into the flesh, derech bishul, it's trey, so it should have been the same if it's kavush kamavushul, it should also be the same. So the Gemara said, that's why basa b'cholav is a chiddush. It's not a chiddush because this alone is kosher, this alone is kosher, when it joins together, it's trey. So why is that a yotzei min haklal? Just like by kilayim, just like by shatnas, if you have tzemer pishtim together, it's also just like by kilayim. If you have vegetables alone is kosher. You have grain alone is kosher. You have grapes alone is kosher. The grapes and the grain together make a kilayim. So that's not a chiddush. The Gemara said that's a chiddush. Yeah. So why does Rashi say that hilchas? We would never have dreamt it up on our own. So in that sense, it's called a chiddush. But technically, as far as Midrash HaTorah and Rashi is concerned, that's not called a chiddush. That's what they ask on Rashi. Rashi's explanation is very questionable. He says, Hilchas Tuma, the whole thing is chiddush, that's why Isur Mituma Loi Garmin, because Mechiddush Loi Garmin. The Pashtus is, it's a different reason why. Why is Isur Mituma Loi Afino? Why? So, we may have mentioned it already, that in the Sefer HaDeres Eliyahu, they quote from the Vilna Gaon on the Pasuk in Chumash Devarim, in Parsha Shoftim, it says, Ki pole mimcha dov ala mishpat, bein dam ledam, bein din ledin, bein nega la nega, divei riz b'sharecha. If there'll be a machloikis in the same city, and there's friction in the city, in two different cities, they pass like this, they pass like this, they're fine, there's no friction. So then they have a big tamachom, they have a big tamachom. But if there's friction in the city, then you have to try to make shalom. So you go to the Bezna Gol, whatever they pass, and everybody has to follow the psak. So why does the Chumash write the three examples? Beidam beidam beidin ledin beinega lanega. So in the Sefer Aderes Elio on Chumash, they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon. And Rav Chaim Alojan also quotes this. In his Hagdomah to the Bir Agron Shulchan Aruch, he also quotes that they heard from the Vilna Gaon that Kol HaTorah Kul is divided into three categories. Dam the Dam means Dam Nida, Dam Tohar, Dam Tome, that represents Isa Beheta. Din the Din represents Didi Momin, and Nega the Nega represents Tumah V'Tara. So the Vilna Gaon is quoted as having said, Kan Kil LaHatara Kol Gimel Chelke HaTara. There are three areas of Halacha. There's Tumah V'Tara is one area, Isa Beheta is another area, and Didi Momin is another area. So in each area, we assume that everything fits into one big mosaic, one big pattern. So you can learn out midin echad lachaveira. So the Gemara makes, and Bava Kama, the Gemara has a kavachaymer from Shenveregel to Karen. The Karen Bishus Anizik, Reb Tarfim says Karen Bishus Anizik should be Nezik Sholem, because Karen is more chomer than Shenveregel. The Shenveregel is pot of Bishus Aram, Karen is chai Bishus Aram. So Bishus Anizik, that the Shenveregel pays Nezik Sholem, even the first time, so Karen Bishus Anizik would have paid Nezik Sholem the first time. We don't pass like Rav Tarfim, but Rav Tarfim makes the Kalvachim. So that's midin echad lachavera, from one din to the other, because all the dinim have to fit into one pattern. So this is true in Tumah V'Tara, Minei Yibay, in Issa V'Hetah, Minei Yibay, and Dinim Mamanis Minei Yibay. But you can't learn out from one area to the halacha, because the three, one area to the other area, these are three independent areas of halacha, and they don't have to fit into one big pattern. Each one has its own pattern. So just like the Gemara has a klal here, the Isurim Tumah Lo Yafinon, because Tumah V'Tara is one area, Issa V'Hetah is another area. So the Gemara has in Brachas Tav Chav Isurim Mamayna Lo Yafinon, because Mamayna is a separate area, Issa V'Hetah is a separate area. It's not Rashi over there also doesn't say this pshat. Rashi over there says why Isurim Mamayna Lo Yafinon, because Mamayn is more kal, because Mamayn is nitan the mechila. So if you have a kula by Mamayn, you don't necessarily have the right to introduce that kula by Issa V'Hetah, because Issa V'Hetah is Mochomer, because it doesn't lend itself to Mechil. But he didn't have to learn like that. You can learn that it's the same as over here. Rashi over here doesn't say what I'm saying. But one can learn, based on the Vilna Gaon, that the both Gemaras mean the same thing, that there are three different areas of Halacha, Issa V'Hetah, Tumah V'Tara, and Dini Mamanis, and each area has its own pattern, but they don't fit into one big pattern. So you can't draw any conclusions from one to the other. So halacha lemaisa, what's the din? Is it good or is it no good? There were two versions of what Rava said. Rav Papi in the name of Rava, and Rav Papa in the name of Rava. So what did Rava say? So apparently somebody interviewed Rava. Oh my Rava! So Rava comes in person. Hilchasa echad sandla mus echsach la muchlot. He says, L'chatchili shouldn't use it, but B'liyam Chotza Chalitzosek Sher. So he said, the second version is correct, that you don't apply Kitoisim Mechtushura, you don't apply Kitoisim Mechtushura. Why not? So we had the two pshat, and why? You could say because it's a different kind of a shear. It's a different kind of a shear. It's only Chayfer Sreva Rek, we'll have to see. Or it could be because it's not Aymed L'Sreifa immediately. It's not like Abu Dizorah, that it's Aymed L'Sreifa immediately. But he says, Sandal Shal Avodah Zarah, B'dievet Chalitzosik Shebot. Avodah Zarah, you do have to destroy. But he says, if it shall tikruvus Avodah Zarah, shall ere nidachas, shall zokan ase lechvodah, leave at zokan ase lechvodah, that's in Cholza Chalitzosah Psula. What's the difference over here? Sandal Shal Avodah Zarah, everything is I'm at this right. Sandal Shal Avodah Zarah is good, B'dievet Chalitzosik Sheira. You don't say Kitos Mech Teshura. And if it's the Kruvus Avodah Zarah, then you do say Kitos and Mech Teshura. What's the difference between Avodah Zarah and the Kruvus Avodah Zarah? There are four different things in Avodah Zarah that are also banal. Let's say somebody has a pestle. The Indian takes a log of wood and he carves out a totem pole and he believes that that's the deity and he bows down to that. But it's a deity, so he dresses it up, he puts on a necklace, he puts on earrings, he puts on a dress, suit, whatever, dark, whatever he dresses it up. And then he has a knife that he uses to shech karbonis to the totem pole, and he has a mizbeach that he offers incense, and he has a frying pan that he fries karbonis on. So the Avodah Zarah itself is Asaba Noah. The Noye Avodah Zarah, the Tachshitim that you hang on the Avodah, he doesn't deify the necklace or the dress or the tie, but Noye Avodah Zarah is also Asaba Noah, because the Pasuk says, Lasach Mekesev Azav Aleihem Velakach Taloch. You have a Getchke, and the Nochrim and Eretzal have a lot of Avodah Zarahs, and then they have Kesev Azav Aleihem. They have Noye Avodah Zarah. So the Kesev Azav Aleihem is also Asaba Noah. Then the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, Arosa Banoah. So the Sakan that they use for Shchita and the Mizbech that they use to burn Karbonis on, whatever they use as a Avodah is also Asa Banoah, Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. And then the fourth thing that's Asa Banoah is Tikrubis Avodah Zarah. Whatever they brought as a carbon, so the Tikrubis is Asa Banoah. So the Gemara draws a distinction between the three on the one hand and the other one. There's a din of bitl Avodah Zarah. If it's Avodah Zarah Shal Nochri, means a non-Jew worshipped the Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah belongs to a non-Jew. It doesn't belong to a Jew. So then it lends itself to bitl, and you have to have a non-Jew declare. Let's say this non-Jew believes that this is the deity. So he doesn't, I'm sure then also, he believes that he's God, whatever. He believes in some other getchke. But he said, this I don't believe, this is not a deity. So that's called bitl Avodah Zarah. So once you mevatel Avodah Zarah, it becomes muta b'hanoah. If it's Avodah Zarah that was worshipped by a Yehudi, by a Yisrael, it doesn't lend itself to bitl. Or if the Avodah Zarah was worshipped by a Nochri, but Yisrael picked it up and he acquired ownership. He just picks it up, he has in mind not to acquire ownership, so then it's not called Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael. That's what Tosfos says. He's magbia the Avodah Zarah Shalai Amanas Leknosa. So then it's not called Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael. So if it was worshipped by a Nochri, and it never belonged to Yisrael, and it still doesn't belong to Yisrael, then you can get a Nochri to be Mevatle. The Gemara says in Masechas Avodah Zarah, David HaMelech was victorious in battle all the time, so he would take all the Avodah Zarahs with the gold and the silver and the copper, all the precious metals, and he had a Nochri. Not all of his soldiers were Yehudim, so he had a Nochri, Ita Hagiti, he had a Nochri come with him from Gath Plishti, from Gas, come with him. And before he would pick up, before David Melch would pick up the Avodah Zarah, he would tell Ita Hagiti, what do you say? So he says, Mevatel Avodah Zarah. He doesn't believe. He doesn't believe it's Avodah Zarah. So then everything became Mutta. So David Melch would take all the precious metals, he would designate it, he would put it aside. They're going to use it for, they're going to auction it off to the highest bidder. They're going to use the money for the purpose of building the Beis HaMikdash. He set aside all the money. So that's a din of bitl Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara draws a contrast that the four things, Avodah Zarah itself, and the Noye Avodah Zarah, the Tachshitim, the Kesev Azav Aleihem, and the Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, are Aser not because of their past history. They're Aser because they are, it's still Avodah Zarah now. But if you get a Nochri to be Mevatle, it's Ois Avodah Zarah. Once in Mevatel Avodah Zarah, then the Tachshitim also, the Tachshitim on the Pesel are no longer called Noye Avodah Zarah, and the Mishamshim are no longer Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. The whole Avodah Zarah became Ois Avodah Zarah. Tosfos discusses there in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Nochem used to, in the churches, they used to light candles, the Shem Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos assumes that the candles became Asa B'Hanoah. Because it's a Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. They use it in their worship. They would light candles, the Shema and Avodah, like by us in the Beis HaMikdash. We light a menorah, so the Nochrim and the churches used to light also menorahs. But then they would sell it to the Jews. After they would blow out the candles, they would sell it to the Jews. They know the Jews are not going to use it for Avodah Zarah, so the fact that they're selling it, that itself is implicitly an act of bitl. So then it became Mutabano. Once they're selling it to the Jew. The Getchke itself, if they're selling it to a Jew, obviously no, it's not going to be worshipped anymore. So that's implicitly a bitl on the Getchke itself. So that's where the Gemara draws a distinction. If you have Avodah Zarah that lends itself to bitl, then you don't say Kitotz and Nechteshura. But if you have Tekrubis, and you have Irani Dachas, Irani Dachas doesn't lend itself to bitl, the people worshipped Avodah Zarah. So the Torah says, if Roif HaIr, if less than 50% of the people worshipped Avodah Zarah, so there's a din, those who worshipped Avodah Zarah, Chaimis. But if more than 50% of the people worshipped Avodah Zarah in a city in Eretz Yisrael, And the Bez Nagol gives a psak, Bezban Hazer, we don't have any Bez Nagol, so we don't have this din. So if you have the Bez Nagol, gives a psak, declares that the city has a din of Yoni Dachas, so all the property of all the people, even Nechsei Tzadik Meshav Betocha, everything is Aymed L'Sreifa, so that it doesn't lend itself to people. So then you say, Kipay Semech Teshur. So here there's a big Machloikas HaRishonim, this long thesis. First they quote Rashi, and then they quote the other Rishonim disagree. In the middle of the Taisus, it says, about halfway down, Rabbi Natam disagrees with everything. So Rashi says, Rashi's opinion here, and all our Gemara says like that. This issue comes up in different Gemaras as well. Rashi Taisus quotes it, the first half of this long Taisus. They quote it till they get to Rabbi Natam. So Rashi in a few Gemaras says, if it's Avodah Zarah, that lends itself to people, even though nobody was mevatel it yet. But since it's not absolutely oimed l'sreifa, there is an opportunity that you can get a nochri to be mevatel it, even though you didn't do it yet. So that's not called kitosin mechdeshur. It's only if it's absolutely oimed l'sreifa, with no way out. And Rabbi Natan doesn't agree. He says, no, if it lends itself to people and you actually were mevatel it, if you're mevatel it, so then it's no longer oimed l'sreifa. But if it theoretically lends itself to bitul, but you weren't mevatel it yet, so then Rabbi Natan holds it. You would say kitosim echteshur. So this is 2 days in the Mechaber. In Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, when they talk about the Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah, and in Lulav, in Hilchas Sukkah, when they talk about Lulav, so they say, Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah Shel Nochri, theoretically lends itself to bitul, but nobody was mevatel it yet. So according to Rashi Shita, you don't apply kitosim echteshur because it's not absolutely osir. There is a theoretical possibility of being matirit banor, and the Rabbi Natan holds that that doesn't help the theoretical possibility. If you actually bepoil mamish, you got a nachri to be mevatelin, then you don't say kitosim mechteshur. That's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That's what the Gemara says here. So the Gemara, what's the maskana? That by a sandal shel chalitza, you do say kitosim mechteshur, even though it's not a shir biatzbuso. It's not a shir that you need gimel tfach and gimel etzba. So shir should be chayfer rover egel. The Gemara says you still apply kitosim mechdeshur. It's just a question that if it lends itself to bitl, if they weren't about it, but when it, let's say it's irini dachas and you do apply kitosim mechdeshur, so it applies even to sandal shal chalitza. So that's the shala. So why is by any mukhlat? Why is by sandal a mukhlat not? So either you say like the Vilna Gaon said, that the only time you apply kitosin mechdeshur is when the thing is osir lekaima. Chomis bepes, you have to burn it immediately. This bali rov by motzi, but it's only not allowed to keep it for a minute in the house. You have to destroy it right away. As opposed to the Begin HaManuga, you have to burn it next week. You don't have to burn it now. You can burn it next week. So then you don't say kitosin mechdeshur. This mechdeshur means it doesn't have the chashivas of a shir, because it's not going to last. It's just going to last for a moment or two. So that doesn't have the chashivas of a shir. But if it can last till next week, it has the chashivas of the shir. Either that's the reason, the way the Vilna Gaon said, but Tosfos holds not so. Tosfos wrote, become and become is that even on Orlon Klar Kerem, there's no thing you have to burn it immediately. Even by Orlon Klar Kerem, you also say, Kitosi mech deshur. So why don't you say that, even though it's not, doesn't have to be burnt immediately. So perhaps Tosfos thinks that the Gemara suggested isa mituma legamrinon. So maybe the maskana is no, that there it says habol abayis afilu b'shas netitza kori bayis and the sarfas abeg afilu b'shas reifik kori beged. So they say it does have the pasuk says that it retains the chashivas of a beged, retains the chashivas of a bayis. Even though the Gemara rejected it because Isa Mituma Lo Gamrina, so maybe Rabbah holds that's not called Isa Mituma Lo Gamrina. It's the same thing. It's not you're learning at Midinecha Lachader. It's the same thing. So this is a famous topic. Kitos Mechdeshur is a famous topic, and these are two, this long thesis, these are the two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Then the Gemara had on the top line, of Kuv Dalad Omer Aleph. On the top line on the Daf, the Gemara has another sandal that's not acceptable. But it's atzokin ha'osim lechvodo. A person is knows he's holding by the end. He's 119 years old, and he decides he better buy some tachrichim, and he wants to have leather shoes also. Do they make the chavik dish? They put on shoes on the people? I don't even know.
Socks.
Socks. But they don't put on shoes.
No.
See, here, this fellow, this guy, is 119 years old. He's buying himself shoes. He has shoes that he wants to use, not going to use it while he's alive, only going to use it lachamer yashim shana. So the Gemara says, "Mcholz achalitzos apsula." It's no good. Why is it no good? So Rashi writes on the second line from the top, and the Rashi, he made it l'tachriche nisa. He prepared it to serve as tachriche. Hov alav lehilucha ovid. It's not oimed lalechas bo. It's a pair of shoes. It's not going to be used by a living human being. It's not called a nal. Nal alav nalhu. It's only called a nal. People are going to use it. Sfeg the Gemara akasha. So the sandal shel chalitza that the bezin has, no one ever wears it. The only one who wears it when you do a chalitza. So the Gemara asks, the murder is kasha. Freg the Gemara on the second line. Amle Rabbi Yehuda Rav Ashi, freg the kasha. Mashna zalken osel lechvodo. Why is it no good if he bought a pair, if he has a shoes that's designated to use as tachrichim only? Why the lovely hilucha of it is not used to walk around? So the shoe that the bezin has, the beidina nami lovely hilucha of it, no one ever walks with it. Only when you have a chalitza, so that does teignish. Amalei, so Rav Ashi answers Ravina, no. If the shliach bezin would start wearing the shoe, they wouldn't scream at him. So therefore, it's considered lovely hilucha. But the tachrichim, when you pair tachrichim, some of the people would be makbid. The one who prepared it would probably be makbid that nobody should use his tachrichim until after he dies, and they should use it for him. That's what he had. I'm like, ilu mazgid beishlicha de beidina. If the shliach bezin would decide to walk around with the shoe, mi kapra leidaina, would the bezin be makbid? No, they would let him wear. So that's enough to be called avid leiluch. There's such a similar thing. The Gemara says when you get the tzitzis. There's a machlokes in the Gemara. The pasuk says, "Gzilim tasul cholaba kam suscha shetechase bo." What do you mean, "shetechase bo"? So we pass an aloche. What if I bought a talis and I bought tzitzis, but I didn't tie the tzitzis into the talis? Is sitting in the drawer. I bought a white on white talis in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and I didn't put the tzitzis in. I have a long time till Rosh Hashanah. So is it chayv in tzitzis? I call clay kupsa. I have a beggar that's sitting in the drawer, sitting in the box. Is it chayv in tzitzis? So we pass a not chayv because asher techase bo. That's called chayvas gavra. The mitzvah tzitzis is only when you're wearing it. If you're not wearing it, there's no mitzvah tzitzis. And the other opinion in the Gemara, no, it's a chayvas mona. Mona means a beggar. If you have a four-cornered beggar, asher techase bo means if it's oimed lelevisha. If it's oimed lelevisha, even though you're lemaisa, you're not wearing it. That's where the Karaites used to hang up at tzitzis on the wall. They didn't wear it because the reason why I said that, they thought that clay kufsa, if you possess a four-corner garment, you chayv in tzitzis, and it says a reason also to hang it up on the wall in an obvious location, so everybody will stare at the tzitzis. It was chayv to miskal mitzvah Hashem. Reason also is chayv to mitzvah Hashem. So we pass the clay kufsa, not chayv in tzitzis. But the Gemara said, even according to the opinion, if a person has a four-cornered garment that he set aside to use as tachrichim when he dies, then everyone agrees that you're not chayv in tzitzis. Because hashetachaset bo means it's only called a beged when you get the tzitzis. It's a beged that's mekabel tumah. It's a beged that's mekabel tumah. A piece of cloth is also mekabel tumah. If it's big enough, if it has gimala gimala tzvah, it's also called a beged in kabbalat tumah. But it's only called a beged that's chayv and tzitzis. Even if you're klei kufsa a chayv and tzitzis, only if it's hasheter chasava, if it's oimed lelevisha mechayim. But it's not oimed lelevisha mechayim, then it's not called a beged. So that's the similar thing over here. If it's zaken, the same lashon agamar, zaken shasor lechvoida, if he has shoes, leather shoes that he made to use as tachrich after lachamev esim shana, so that's not acceptable for chalitza because not oimed lelevisha. It doesn't have a shame now. Okay, this is a long taste. This taste has a few additional highlights here, but basically That's the main part of the Taisus.
Is it the minhag to have the yavam nonetheless walk like Dalet Amos with the, you know?
Yeah, the yavam walk a little bit. To satisfy this din a little bit. Yeah, could be. That's probably why. You're probably right. Yeah. So we started the perek. The perek begins with Zuchalitza. The Shloisha Dayan. There was a machloikas or a beauty Reb Shimon, but they need a Bezna 3, a Bezna 5. So Mikaradin we passed, and we saw it. Mikaradin we passed on Bezna 3, but Mishum Pearson we have another 2. So the meaning is you have them sit at a right angle to each other. So the 3 Dayanim on the Bezna sit in one row, then the 2 sit at a right angle to them, so you have Shaykh. So whenever you have a Bezdin, so the din is you can't make a Kriyas in Shiva's Bezdin Balayla. That's based on a pasuk. Where is the pasuk? Where does it say a kriyas yeshiva bezna has to begin by yom? You can't be kaveh yeshiva bezna by laila. The pasuk says by Yerusha. Kisyenu li shtei nashim v'achas ahuvo v'achas tov yodo labonim ahuvo asam hoya ben ha-pchor lastiyo. The wife that he doesn't like has the pchor. When the guy's about to die, etc., etc. So it says, "Biyom hanchilo es banav." So the Gemara asks, "Biyom v'lo balaylo? Why biyom v'lo balaylo?" Elamayata, people who die in the daytime, their assets go birusha. If a person dies in the nighttime, his assets don't go birusha. There is no such thing. It can't be. So what does it say? Biyam hanchilas ban. Mar says no. It means bayam ala balayla. Means bayam ala balayla. But there's a din of bezin that the kviyas bezin that's going to decide on Yerusha has to be bayam ala balayla. What bezin? When bezin? A guy dies. What do you need a bezin for? So the Gemara said there's a din shloshe shenichna so levaka res achayla. If 3 people come to be mevaka achayla. And then the chayla on his deathbed makes a tzavoa, an oral tzavoa. He has, let's say, 3 sons. I have 3 sons and 6 daughters. So the Mishnah says in Baba Basra, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, Rabbi Yechon ben Broker says in the Mishnah, you don't have to, let's say, I have 3 sons, but none of them is the pchor. My oldest child, I have 6 daughters. So my oldest child is a girl. So the girls don't get any Yerusha unless you... do something about it. Shulchan Aruch recommends you should do something or they'll never forgive the father. So you got to give the daughters all some share. But let's say, leaving out the issue. So I have 3 sons and none of them is the Pchor. So strictly speaking, each one gets 33 1/3%. Everybody gets 1/3, 1/3, 1/3. So 2 of my sons are in learning and 1 son is in business. So he doesn't need the same as the other 2. So let's say I'll decide to give 40%, 40%, and 20%. The one is a business, I'll give 20%. And the 2 sons are unlearning, I'll give 40%. And maybe it's a stupid idea. Maybe it's a bad idea. Maybe they'll never forgive me. Maybe they'll kill each other. People kill each other over $20 on the Yerusha. They'll spend more money on the lawyers killing each other rather than to make up shara or something. Maybe it's a bad idea. But the Mishnah says the father can do it. So the father dies. And his deathbed, he makes it tzavoah. He does want it to be 1/3, 1/3. It should be 40%, 40%, 20%, and then he dies. So it says, the people who visited him can function as edim, and they can tell it over when the one son who got cheated, instead of getting 33%, he gets 20%. So he says, where did this come from? So the edim will say, that's what the father said on his deathbed. Has the right. Hoy biyom hanchilo zbon aveisha sheyeh lo. Rabbi Yechon ben Broker says in the Mishnah, what do you mean when people die b'yom hanchilo as bonam isa shi'ala? What do you mean hanchilo? Baal HaMavis takes his life, he drops dead, and the Yerusha goes over. He's not manchil the Yerusha. So you see from the pasuk, Hatar nasta mishus lav lahanchil l'chon misha yirtze. You see the Torah gives the father the right to change the Yerusha a little bit. If he says, I want on his deathbed, he said, I want to give all the 9 children equally. He wants to give the 6 daughters the same. But the Mishnah says the daughters are not aligned to get anything. So that din doesn't apply. The 3 sons are aligned to get. So if he doesn't say anything, they get 1/3, 1/3, 1/3. So since they're all aligned to get, so he can change it a little bit. He can give 20%, 40%, and 40%. But the daughters are not in line to get anything. That she's going to make a tzavor, they should give to the neighbor. They should give to my chavrusa. So that doesn't help. That doesn't help. It only helps if you say, Amisha roi liyoshim. Bein ben abonim, Amisha roi liyoshim. So that's learned up in the word hanchilo. So what does it say, bayom v'lo balayla? What do you mean, bayom v'lo balayla? If the father dies at night, there's no din of Yerushin. The Gemara says, no. There's one din that doesn't apply. What din doesn't apply? So the Gemara says, the nichnasu levakra, if three people nichnasu levakra sachayla, if they want to rotsu kaisvin, they can function as edim, they can write a document, this is to ascertain that the father left the tzavoah, and he wants it to be 20%, 40%, 40%, instead of one-third, one-third. Or, rotsu osim din, if they want to, they can insist that they should function as a bezdin on the case. The Torah declares they have a right to function as a bezdin, but that's only if it happened by yom. But if it balayla, there's no kviyas yeshivas bezdin balayla. There's only kviyas yeshivas bezdin by yom. So if they came to visit the choyla balayla, then they can't make a psak dinan. Then they can only function as eidim. So the Gemara learns that from that pasuk a klal, that kviyas yeshivas bezdin has to take place by yom. Does the whole Din Torah have to take place by yom? That's it. The Din Torah starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it goes for a few hours. It goes till after Tzeis HaKohen. Goes till 10 o'clock at night. Can you continue into as long as they have the kviyas yeshivas bezdin by yom? Is that good enough? So the Gemara says, Tosis quotes here. The Tosis here, Mar Sover. Tosis quotes that there's a pasuk that says v'shavtu asa'on b'choleis. When Moshe Rabbeinu appointed the Hamadis Dayanim and Parshas Dvarim, so it says v'shavtu asa'on b'choleis means 24 hours a day, b'yom b'alayla. So the two psukim contradict each other. On the one hand, it says b'yom hanchinos bana b'yom v'lo b'alayla, that a bezin has to only function b'yom. Here it says b'choleis. So the answer is that tchilas yeshivas bezdin has to be b'yom. But once they were kaveh yeshivas bezdin b'yom, they can dana b'yom v'dana b'alayla. As long as they start the Din Torah in the daytime, they can continue into the nighttime. A lot of times people go to business, they go to work all day long, so they don't have time to go, they don't want to take off from work, so they might have a Din Torah balayla. So it's a pasul of that, a pasul of bezin. But you can be mekabel a pasul of bezin. Let's say one of the baladinim, his father is a big tamachoch. And they know his father wouldn't favor him just because it's his son. And they think that they both agree, let his they can be mekabel dayan who's pasul ladun a korib. They can be mekabel a korib. They can be mekabel shlosha roi boker. They can be mekabel three amarats and gemurim. Shepherds didn't know anything. They didn't know any Torah in the days of the Tanoim. So roi boker are pasul because they're amei haaretz. But if the two baladin, Reuben and Shimon, who have it in Torah, they want to be mekabel the roi boker, whatever they say is a just, fair agreement. Whatever they say is good. So you can be mekabel a pasul a dayan, whether the psul is because he's an am aretz or the psul because abba avicha, because of karev.
About noshim?
Noshim also. You can mekabel anything. You can mekabel the nesivas also. You can be mekabel goyim also. The din is you can't go to our koyim shel goyim. You're not allowed to go to secular court. It says elam mishpatam shetosim lefneim lefneim lefnei akum. You're not allowed to go to the Goyish court. But to pick Goyim to the Nesivas has not all agreed. The Nesivas has like that. If you pick Nochrim to serve on a Bezdin, so that's like being Mekabel Noshim or being Mekabel Ami Oretz, that's okay. So you can be Mekabel, you can accept, you have to sign a story Beirurin. You have to sign, we accept upon ourselves the Pesach that this Bezdin is going to give, even though the Bezdin is meeting at night. It's a Pasul of Bezdin. You can be a couple they have now. They have Tamir Chachamim and Eretz Yisrael do Dini Torah by Skype. So they're not with the Baladinim. So the Baladinim are in America, in New York. And the Taveg gives his presentation, Nitto gives his presentation, and the Rabbonim are watching over Skype. So if you're a couple, that's good. If you're not a couple, it's probably not a good Bezin. Because the Bezin has to be there to see his body language. They have to be able to see, is he squinting? Is he squirming? Does it look like he's telling a truth? Does it look like he's telling a lie? But if the Baladinim are Mekabalites, are good. They have a lot of people do that. They have both the Dinim and Eretz Yisrael. They'll judge like that.
So by Mominus, right?
By Mominus, yeah. The moment is you can make a hischaiva, so you can make a kabbal even possible dayan. So that's the din that kviyas yeshivas bezin has to take place by yom, based on the pasuk b'yom hanchilo as banov. But the other pasuk that says shabta sam chalais, that means that the gemar din can be balayla. So that's where Rashi quotes the Mishnah and Sanhedrin. The imam is done by yom, the gomer balayla. You have to begin the din Torah by yom. The kviyas yeshivas bezin has to take place by yom. And once you began by yom, then it can continue to be done into the middle of the night. That's not a problem. The son Rav Soloveitchik pointed out when we learned Sanhedrin, he pointed out there's such a Mishnah in Bava Metzia. The Mishnah in Bava Metzia at the end, towards the end of Perek HaZohar, towards the end, not the very end, towards the end, says Chomesh Pruta saying, the five dinim. If you remember, Dr. Belkin used to have a Lashon that's not worth five pennies. He used to sometimes use that Lashon. There's a Mishnah has like the Chomesh Pruta saying, the five dinim that depend on a penny, on a Pruta. So one of the dinim is, he can only make a din Torah on a Shabbat Pruta. If a guy owes less than a Shabbat Pruta, he has to pay. But the Bezin doesn't convene. So the Gemara says, if the Bezin already convened because Reuven and Shimon have a sichsuch over a Shabbat Pruta, so once they already made a kriyas yeshivas Bezin, then they can be done even on the pachas for Shabbat Pruta that the guy says he owes him. How is he going to pay? He'll give him lollipops. We'll give him something that's worth less than a Shabbat Pruta. But to make a kviyas yeshivas beznin, you have to begin with a kviyah of the Shabbat Pruta. So that's normally the din. And din in the Farshas, the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk Danim Bayam and Gomim Bayam. The Gemara din, so the Yosef Mech explains why. Why Gomim Bayam? Because when the Bezin makes the Gemara din by din in the Farshas, they're creating like Esh Meyayin and the Chi of Misa. When a person is Mechal Shabbos, you don't say it's Chai Misa already. He's not Chai Misa till the Bezin gives a Pesach. When a person owes money to someone, he owes the money. It doesn't just levar whether he owes the money or not. The bezin is not mechadish the chiyuv, but by malchus and misa, the bezin by when they give a psak din, they're mechadish the chiyuv yesh meyan. The chiyuv didn't exist on its own. The bezin has to be mechadish the chiyuv. So the gemar din by malchus and misa is not just the end of the din Torah. The gemar din is like a new yeshiva's bezin. They're making a new unit now. It's not a hemshah from what came before. Bezin starts off at Din Torah with the Tviya, the Tainus HaTaveh HaNitva, and then they discuss. So in Mamanis, they just come to a conclusion. They conclude the Masa Matan, but in the Foshas and in Malkus, it's a separate unit. So that's why it has to be Gomen Bayom, because that you need a new Kviyas Yeshiva's Bezin for that. So here the Mishnah has, the Din is that by Chalitza, you need a Bezin. They need a bezin. We pass them the ikuba. There's one time that the Gemara is going to call Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that bezin is not miyakev by chalitz. But the Gemara says we do not pass them like Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says we do not accept Rabbi Kiva's opinion. We pass them the bezin is likuva. So the machlek is hatanaim is chotze balay lechalitza sikshei Rabbi Loza poisel. The machlek is hatanaim. Do you treat chalitza like chilas yeshivas bezin like chilas din? Well, he treated like Gemardin. The Gemardin can be Balaylo. Very strange. The Gemara doesn't explain. My Kamaflik, my Sava Chalitzik at Chilas Din, and my Sava Chalitzik at Gemardin. Why should it be Gemardin? That's problematic. Okay, so we'll see you later next week. We'll have to continue. Many years ago, the Rav used to give a drasha every year at the Mizrahi convention. So some of them are printed. I think most of them are still not printed. Used to give beautiful drushes. Most of them are still not printed. So one of the drushes that he gave was based on a pasuk in today's Sedra. The Targum Unkelus in today's Sedra. Where is it? Yosef comes to visit the father. The father was not well. I'm going to die, and you're going to go back there. It says, I'm going to give you a pishnayim. Yosef should have only been one shevet, but he was, Yaakov Avinu understood he was authorized to make another shevet. He didn't have any more children. So he understood he has the right to split one of the shvatim into two, and it's a big kibbutz. when they did Chanukah Sanesim, they're going to have 2 days. When they did Chalukah Sa'aretz, they're going to get 2 sections in Eretz Yisrael. And each Shebet has its own Bez Nagodol. So Menashe and Ephraim, each one has its own Bez Nagodol. So it's a big deal. So Yosef is going to be divided in two. And he says, and when they divide Eretz Yisrael, what do you mean b'charbi u'b'kashti? So the Targum Onkel is, by Yosef says, b'tzloisi u'v'va'usi. We say in Kaddish the Sabbath, Tzlos Anabus and Luchal Beis Yisrael. Tzlos Anabus, it means Tfilos. So what's the difference between Charbi V'Kashti B'Tzlosi Uva V'Usi? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, when you're fighting with the Cherev, you can only fight with someone who's near you. If he's far away, the Cherev is not going to help if you have a sword. But if you're shooting with a bow and arrow, the Kashti, you can even fight against an enemy who's far away, because you can shoot the arrow, it's going to fly in the air. So apparently there are 2 different types of tefillas. Tzloisi is a tefillah on the immediate needs. Someone doesn't feel well, so we want a refuah. Someone doesn't have a parnosa, so we say have an immediate problem. The government is making a gzeira against the yeshivas that they have to spend all day long studying secular studies. So that's Charbi, there's an immediate problem. That's tzoloisan. Va'usan is distant needs. Long range. We want Bias HaMashiach. That's going to be the end of the whole story. We want a lot of things in the distant future. Tzoloisan is for the immediate future. Va'usan is for the distant future. So the Rav pointed out, the Gemara in the beginning of Bava Kamma quotes a pasuk from Yeshaya, it's a difficult pasuk. The Gemara quotes it because the Gemara is talking about the first Mishnah of Bava Kamma says, so what is Mabe? So it's a machlek, it's Rabbi Shmuel, whether Mabe is a ha'odom or Mabe is a ha'shem. So why, how did Mabe come to be an odom? Mabe means a person who knows how to daven. A human being is described in the Gemara as a davener. People are supposed to be davening. Halavai she yispalon and kol hayom kula. And the Gemara, the Yerushalmi has such a lashon. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam really should have created us with 2 mouths. One mouth should be davening all day long. The other mouth should deal in business the rest of the day. But really, halavai she yispalon and kol hayom kula. Human beings are supposed to daven all day long. So the Gemara says, where do you get such a lashon that mave is a hodem? Mave is a person who davens, because the pasuk says, Oma shomer. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Shomer of the Klal Yisrael. Asa boiker, the Geula will come. The Gam Loila, but there's going to be a long Gegolus. That's going to be like Cheshkas HaLoila. That's where Rashi writes on Bava Kamma in the beginning, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. That's where Rashi writes on Yeshaya. So the Rebbe is quoting the Rashis with the Pasuk. And then it says, Im Tevoyun Boyu. If you want to daven for the distant future. Ba'usa means to pray for the distant future. Don't just daven for the immediate needs, because it's going to be a long galus. After that problem is solved, it's going to be another problem, it's going to be another problem. Every week there's another gzera. So don't just daven for the immediate needs that you have. That's tzeloisan, daven for the ultimate tzoruch. Ba'usa means the long range needs that you have. Pray for the coming of Mashiach. That'll be the final solution to all of the problems. If you just daven for the immediate problem, there's going to be another problem tomorrow. It's going to be a long cheshkas halaylo. That was part of the drashan that he said about in Israel.
Lucy is the short term.
Lucy is the short term. Lucy is the long term. Okay. I don't think so. The Charbi, the Kashti. So Charbi is the immediate needs. That's
a classic Meshach Hachma advice. Look it up. You don't have to hear it from me.
Yeah.
One of the most wonderful Meshach Hachmas. Within Shinsus and Barusi and Mahirv and Keshet. Mahirv can be Mazik without any skill whatsoever. But in Keshet, you have to have skill. So tefillah doesn't require kavana. The Ba'usi requires kavana. You make a tefillah for before or panasa, then you have to.